The fourth shear of winter, Wednesday, Parshas Lech Lecha, 8 Mar Cheshvan, the second, the very end of the second chapter, 8, and paragraph 3, is talking about not only in Gashmius, which is Gashmius that that this Chelik has discussed, but Hashem's Hashpa'a is in Ruchnius also. I would even say that Bechira is the individual has Bechira. Maybe within certain limits, because of Hamikdash, and there's no Nevuah, so I can't reach those Madreis, that if there would be a Beis Hamikdash, and if there would be Nevuah. But, but the rest is up to me. How high I go, how low I go is my choice. But the flow of history is not like that. The flow of history, I think Ramchal is saying, is Hashem is deciding what's appropriate for that door, what's appropriate for the flow of history. He talks about four epochs in history, which we'll be learning about in another paragraph or two. And Hashem has his plans for the development of the world. Like there's a development of the world. We all understand that there's a development of technology. We all understand that there's a development of scientific knowledge and medicine. It's the DNA particle, or whether it's Einsteinian physics, or whether it's breakthroughs in medicine. So it's all Hashem. So in Ruchni, it's also the Ramchal saying Hashem has his ideas, his plans for how much Hashpa'a, how much light there will be in the world, how much darkness. Again, it doesn't affect maybe, it affects each person's individual Bechira, only in as much that I can't go beyond, like I said, like the Beis Hamikdash. So I can't get there. But otherwise I have a choice. But the flow of world history, Ruchnius, is also Hashem is deciding, Hashem is making decisions, Hashem is deciding on that flow. So that's basically the idea behind everything he's been saying in this parak. And now we'll look at Gimel, B'nai Kmarnas Barbechel, Kala Sheula, Matsoma Shalodim, Bolam Azeh. The main thrust of the world is Gashmius, is Chumrius, is physicality. That's what people are chasing, that's what people are holding, that's what's rooted in the human condition. The Ha'ara and the lightness, the emanations of Hashem, near Kedas and Mishtatetas, it's joined, it's combined with the physicality, and it's joined with it. Shemimena hadas ha'seichel, and out of that understanding and intellectual knowledge and understanding of Hashem. Torah, the inayus holding when a person is born, sechus harav, v'aita ma'at, mu'at. I was an infant, a child, v'kliyaz gavnak, meaning it's not nature. Just like there's no nature in gravity, just like there's no nature in the digestive system. So there's no nature in a person becoming more rational and more attuned potentially to spirituality as he gets older. That's all emanations of Hashem. The reason is Hashem's Hashpah, what the emanations of Hashem. As the emanations emanate, that will result in what we see, the Patchut Adam, in terms of, again, Seichel, rationality. He's not talking now about scientific knowledge, raw knowledge, IQ. He's talking about being rational, understanding, you know, you have to look at the world. When you look at the world and you make decisions how you want to live. So, you know, there's short-term gain versus long-term gain. If you are a ma'amin, so, you know, that's a rational way to set yourself up. What does Hashem really want from me? Anyway, using the seichel, really the Sosheshon says, right, which is the Ramchal, that you have to think. A person can't go through life without thinking. I talked about it on Yom Kippur, Erev Yom Kippur, about the koach to be introspective and to think where you're going. So as a person gets older, he develops these kochos more, the chlal, the prad, generally and specifically. B'shorish hakol, but where is it all coming from? It's not natural. It's not, okay, you know, he got older, he got more seichel. B'shorish hakol, or everything is Hashem's doing, everything is Hashem's plan. This is how Hashem wants the world to go. In Ha'orah's part of his Baruch Hu Be'asteirom, whether it's Hashem's, we call Ha'orah's Ponim, or Hester Ponim, Shabiyan Olmah, L'Chelek Alav Perek Dalet, Shehushorish Metzius HaTov Ha'orah, L'Chol Mokum Chayim. This is the source of good and evil in the world. Again, he's not talking about an individual. This is not how I understand the Shat and the Rakhal. He's talking about in general. Sometimes there's a tikboret of evil in the world. Sometimes there's a tikboret of immorality in the world. So when you look at the world, b'chlolius, this is Hashem is making Hester, and that results in the forces of evil getting koach and to do their thing, and that results in destruction. All the things he talked about in the last paragraph, and confusion and chaos and all those bad things. But yeah.
Okay. So. Is what he's saying is that over time, as you grow up or mature, Hashem gives you more capacity, but it's your choice whether to use it or not?
What you just said is absolutely. What you just said is true, but it's not what I said.
Okay.
It's not what I said.
No, I'm asking what he said.
What you just said is true.
Okay.
But he's not talking. My point is, well, he's making a lot of a point. He's saying, yes. He's saying that. His point is, don't think that's a natural process that should occur automatically. It's everything in the world, till now we talked about physical, if I'm poor, if I'm rich, if I'm healthy, if I'm not healthy, etc., etc. Now he's talking about the level of spirituality of the world and of myself and the level of intelligence. I'm not talking about data intelligence. I'm talking about intelligence to make intelligent choices. To choose long term over short term, to choose, well, b'charta b'chayim, to choose life over death, to understand that not to be shitchi, not to be superficial, to look beyond, you know, to be an individual, to figure things out for oneself, not to just be swept away with the crowd, the mob. So all these things are. Hashem gives, just like Hashem is mefateach history in terms of inventions, in terms of, let's say, technology. We all see the explosion of scientific knowledge and of technology in the last few decades. So it's that way. Everything, the level of ruchnius and the level of intelligence is also determined by Hashem. What I wanted to stress is not what you said, although what you said is 100% correct. I just wanted to stress that in terms of Bechira, so an individual, Hashem doesn't decide my spiritual level. That's up to me. But again, I can only work within the boundaries of the neshama that I was given. And I have to work within the boundaries of my generation. Right? Like we just learned about Noah. If he would have been in Avram's generation, he might have been a much bigger person. Right? But he was in this generation, so. No, as I said, that's a simple thing, we're not where there's a Beis HaMikdash. So there's a limit to how high we can go. Okay, but the point he wants to make is that not only is physical things determined by Hashem, but spiritual connections are also part of Hashem's game plan. And again, I think of it more as the flow of history more than the individual, but the individual is Bechira, he's going to determine what he's going to do. But you're right, Hashem determines when a child is born, how much capacity for ruchnius will have. And that has to do with who his parents, who his or her parents are. What, for that matter, what century he or she is born into. For that matter, what country they're born into. So many opportunities. There are Jews living, I don't want to insult anybody, There are Jews living in the world where they don't have a capacity to really move beyond their mud huts,
Isn't it really have not? It only has to do with the Shem, and he just puts you in a place you could say, well, it was because of my parents, because of this, and because of that. It really has nothing to do with any of those external talent or capacity you have. It's only because the Shem decided how much you should have, and he puts you in an environment where you can say, oh, my parents and the environment.
Well, you can say that, and it's true to a degree, just like I can't put me in a century in this Gilgal of me, at least. He put me in a place where there's no Beis HaMikdash. He put me in a place where there's no Navi. So in the middle of confusion reigns, and tragedies occur, and I have no chance really to do a complete tshuva. Very difficult, there's no karmanos, right? So then we fall back to the Mishnah Eliyahu, who says that every person has a field of Bechira. And it can be, it's true about history, it's true about an individual. Some people, let's be blunt, some people's mental capacities would not allow them, let's say, to learn Ramchal. Because they don't understand it. Okay, but then they should be learning an easier Sefer. Right? So everybody has, that's what the Mishnah Eliyahu develops, this foundational concept, which really is so important that every person is given the field of Bechira. And a person who's born into the Mafia and was raised by the Mafia and he only knows how to cheat and lie and steal and kill. So that's his whole moral. So his moral struggle would be perhaps, only Hashem knows really, would be to not kill. Steal and lie and cheat, but don't kill the guy. That might be what his neshama was brought down to this world to do. Someone has to struggle with tefillin, someone has to struggle with tefillin. Some people are born in a way that they have to struggle to keep kosher, to be sneostic, to cover the hair, like people have struggles. So Hashem knows, and you try. So there's always he pulls it. The kudas on bechira. But it's really I always felt you should be mindful of me. It's a bad choice of words because it's not really the kudas on bechira. It's really sedei on bechira, the field of bechira, where you bump up and you can't go above that. Really, you can. And maybe you could, if you live long enough, and you say, okay, I've reached the very top of my Bechira, now let me move up, and I'll still have Bechira. There's no such thing as losing your Bechira. Maybe Avraham Avinu has lost his Bechira after a certain age, and he can only do good. But otherwise, after I've gotten to the point where I have Kavanah by Shmona Esrei, so I have to go beyond Kavanah, because to me, the ultimate of Kavanah is to know what the words mean. But from an objective viewpoint, that's like the lowest rung possible. Like, of course I know what the words mean. Then you can start babbling after that and understand which words Pontius Pilate clearly chose and why they chose this phrase and that phrase. And you have all these swarm on davening. So we feel very holy when we have our Sudas Siddur, or our Art School Siddur, or our Interlineal Siddur, or any of the translation Siddur, because that's how low we are. That to us, it's a struggle to just focus on the words. And not you, okay, but me. And that's like, I feel great if I have the Shmona Esrei where I paid attention to every word, but that's really like kid stuff. That's like a kid coming home and saying, okay, I will leave yeshiva and go to work because I'm finished. We finished holidays today. Like, I'm finished. I'm good. I graduated holidays. You mean there's something else left? And he learns how to read. He learns chumash. and he learns Mishnayos, and then he learns Gemara, and then he learns Tosfos, and then he learns Rashba, Ritva, Ramban, Meiri, and then he goes to Yeshiva Gadol, and he's hearing Shiurim from the Brick of Shmuel, and he's learning Sfarim, and like, right, but he thought he was, that's what we were like children. And that, this is an example. And everything, and every Avodah Hashem. So, he's not talking about that. I'm straight off to Ramchal's point. Ramchal's point is that Hashem decides, and again, that's why I think he's focused on the door, on the tzibur, on the world. He's not focused on the individual. And he's saying, just like there's a decision made and how developed or undeveloped the world, or this place in the world, or these villages in Africa, a place, how developed the world should be, Gashmius. So Hashem is also deciding how much Aras Ponim, how much Lahir Ponov to have Torah built. Now, in certain ways, you don't know about this, of course, you know, learning Gemara. So in certain ways, there's been an explosion of Torah. We would have the Eich Nishma.
It doesn't feel like it's on.
Nobody
turned
it on? Oh,
oh, you're too cold. Okay.
No, I'm not.
No,
just go ahead. I'm sorry.
See, you chose air conditioning over Torah. on one hand, there's been an explosion of Torah in terms of Kamos. There's Torah written on every subject in Torah, something unimaginable 50 years ago, 100 years ago, throughout the Golos. And now there's a machon and a yeshiva and a kolel that delves into every area of Torah. That's on one hand. On the other hand, the learning is probably more superficial than it's been. You know, so it's a trade-off. And, okay. But the point is Hashem decides on these kufos. Hashem decides what the door, and there was he just reminds of what the Baal Shem Tov, right? So there was a point in time where Einstein appeared and changed the whole world of physics. So there was a point in time when the Baal Shem Tov appeared and changed people's ideas of the Avodas Hashem, even if you don't follow a Hasidic lifestyle. But he certainly changed the way people relate to Hashem, and then, like, everybody subscribes to that now. With the Muslim movement, which was a very revolutionary movement in Europe, so that it got truncated by the Shoah. So it's like sort of a sort of, but really they won. And every yeshiva has a Muslim Seder, and every yeshiva devotes itself to the form of himself. So Anter and his Talmidim, the Alpha from Kelvin and his Talmidim, and every Rukh Prophets. His Talmidim, Chaim Friedlander, his Talmidim, every Rosh Hashiva, Martha Saul, Moshe Shmuzin, also, we won't just give a shiur from our. So, really, the idea of a person working on himself, or herself, to improve, self improvement, whether it's in Midos, or in Midos, right? Or in, so that they want, but that was a revolutionary movement. So, Hashem decides which door is going to have which movement, and then sometimes this has to fall. Look at the Hestaponim of Shafsi Tzvi. If you know history, you say, unbelievable Hestaponim. The Hestaponim of Shafsi Tzvi was tragic proportions. It set Fali's own back 500 years. It probably allowed for the rise of Zionism, in the sense of Zionism also being a tragedy in terms of secular Zionism, which was the ones that made the country, ruled the country, designed the agenda for the country, pretty much. That's all Hester Ponick, the idea that yes, Halal and Yom HaTzmaut, no Halal and Yom HaTzmaut, that confusion, because on one hand, we've never had it so good since the Bayit Sheni. On the other hand, it's horrible. Chil Hashem goes on every day, right? So this is the confusion of Hester upon us. Okay, like when you and the people getting killed every day, right? things have gotten so bad that our reaction to it is more and more pathetic. It goes on, more and more pathetic. It's terrible, horrible, pathetic, embarrassing. Like, we used to care a lot, and we care a little. Now we care just to lift it a little life. Okay, we go to Shiv also. Okay, it's a tragedy. But it's all Hashem, this is all history. Certainly history is flowing in a certain direction. So on one hand, it's fantastic. You take a step back and you see where, like, it's almost a joke. Like, it's almost Ozymolei Sechokinu, almost. That we're back in Eretz Yisrael, and yes, the Jews in the world live here, and the Torah is flourishing like that. But on the other hand, a lot of Chil Hashem that goes on, a lot of anti-religion still. Certainly, it's not anti-religion, but non-religion. And okay, so again, as Hashem decides how much Hashpah and how much Hesed upon him. V'nei Hashpah and Shechus al Pi'eres upon him of Hesedera. He mentioned things are from Elgena. V'nei Hashpah said, "Ori Yivolei Hariboi, growth, advantage, Azakus, purity, clarity, Vayakor, value." Lacking things, avius, the opposite of clarity, hashiflus, and worthlessness, things of no value. Vios shemutzias on himself and all the real him, and since reality, spiritual reality, mukovim, our combination, are made up, me and Yonah Mela are cover rabba. A little of this, a little of that. It's not all or nothing. Everything is a mixture. The Horus Ponim of Hashem is a mixture. A little Horus Ponim, a little Choshech. Right? It's very rare we have times of total Horus Ponim, like in the time of the Beis HaMikdash maybe, and times of total Hester, like in the Holocaust. Usually it's a mixture. Good days, bad days, we don't know. Kivanim Sohecha Datsmo in one being. Uvamesha royally Motsibo, what would be appropriate for the reality of that being, you and Yoni Chisaron, Bebechina Achas, will have Chisaron and Hestaponim, and flaws and deficiencies, and the hiding of Hashem's face. On one hand, Bebechina Achas, one aspect of life, in Yoni Ribui, Bebechina Acheres. So everything now is chaotic. It's a mixture. So you don't know. Inyan Yavos, Inyan Yizakos, together. Like Orba Choshech, together. Inyan Yishiflos, Inyan Yikor. Alkein Hashpoch, Shav Tushpal Lohem, Lufid Masha Rohi Motsi. Bo Mashem is deciding like how it should trickle down, how it should be. So Shiyah Minyan, our couples will have this combination, Min Ha'ora, Umin Ha'Hester. Fimasha Roy was appropriate, she lolled from Mishpah. Only Hashem knows that. What's appropriate for this door, for this country, for this city maybe, for this group, for this point in time? Fimasha Yishtar Mishpah. Fiyaseda Sheyustar Hadroga Sheyushrushu Vanyan Mashpah. Can't take a hell of a lot. So whatever emanations are being determined, so of course that's the trickle down. And it comes down the ladder, and then it manifests itself in this world. And that's why it's a world of, we see what we're living in. We see we're living in a time of lack of clarity, of lack of moral clarity, a time of confusion, a time where any jerk, you should find the expression, can get up and write a blog, and people listen to it, and they think maybe he's right. It's like a very, very confusing time. And the Holocaust wiped out Kihilos. So it's very hard to have a figure that, you know, you ask Shilas to and you try to get clarity from. Very hard. And like the cream of Klal Yisrael, the yeshivas, they don't have that. So they are confused. I know they're confused because they don't have... It's rare, it exists, but it's rare that, you know, a bracha, yeshiva bracha, good learning, everything good, but they'll have like someone to ask hashkafic questions to. They do, I mean, some do, but that's what, you know, so there's a lot of confusion, and that's where we're living. And that's what comes out. Zeh klal gadol chalam tzias amikim chalam ol mishayim. Paragraph dalel. Shenavad al kal matzavi ha'olam, if we want to look at the flow, may osi baro, we want to look at an individual from when he's born. Kvi amikim shekarava. Uma sheyadu olay manuviyim. I'm sorry, the world he's talking about now. World history. So you could match up, he's saying, world history with an individual's development. Nimtza b'davar arba hadragas. We have four epics, I think it's called. Four tkufos in history. And that would be like infancy, and childhood, and young adulthood, and then total maturity. V'nachshav hamin anushi kulo, and we'll be considering mankind and history like a single individual, and in Kabbalistic thought. You have that a lot, that the whole universe is like a person, and the flow of history is like a person's life. May also evolve and undo al perke karoy. This will be the first 2,000 years of the world. The one Avraham Avinu burst forth and taught about Hashem to the world. Shasichlus, foolishness, v'achoshet, gavar bo, tigboris gado. This is when people started worshipping idols, and Avodah the Zara, and they had a mabul, and the good people were few and far between, you know, maybe Shane, hey there, a few people here and there scattered. Kenezra, v'imena hayitiyah, hamidus b'boris bar shemoy. They lost their connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ubishmai Musa, Heder Gadol, Mamish missing, terribly missing. And they had all sorts of rituals and things that they did with their Avodah Zarahs. V'umashikruach, Chameinu Zechonon Levrach, Shnei Alafim Tovu. That's what we call 2,000 years of Tovu.
What happened to Adam before he sinned? Where does that
Before he sinned, it was 3 hours. So we're not talking about that. We're talking about the development of history.
Okay.
Amatul Hashemi, now he doesn't go in chronological order, because he's now talking when there's no Beis HaMikdash. Amatul Hashemi, who Matul told me, Zeshul Zacharnu, better than what I just described, who Kamatul's Manenu Zeh, this is where we're living now. Sheinei Yechlanu Tila Lekel, Yedias Mitzius, Yuzbarach Hashemu, so we're acquainted, we're involved, we are aware of Hashem. We have the Torah, Torah Hashemi Tanu. We're not worshiping Avodah Zarah, but Hashem. We're worshiping Hashem, the true God, the Saint Kedusha, Yesh Merabba. Omnav ain os, there's no miracles, ve'ein novi, v'chaseira ha'askalo ha'amitash yivruach ha'kodesh, the real intellectual understanding, which would be a higher level, a higher plane, B-L-A-N-E, of intelligence, which would be ruach ha'kodesh, we don't have. What you develop in your intelligence, what you're able to do on your own, you can't compare the. So we think we're at the ultimate in capacity if we give stucco and we daven and we learn. You know, we have no idea what our possible capacity is and how limited we are by the fact that the gateways, it's not just there's no Nevi'im, there's no Nevuah. Hashem does not relate to the world in that over the top way. You know, we're limited to to our five senses, our five senses and our belief. Mato Shlishi, so that would be like a child who's getting older and he develops seichel and he starts understanding things and he can't hurt himself anymore, but he's far from being a young, mature adult. Mato Shlishi told me that who commands man beis hamikdash, who also smokes him, who nevuah b'min ha'adam.
people saw miracles, everything that they saw in English.
So the third situation is like the ready or maturing adult. So the maturing adult, and the Shabbos clock was messed up.
Well, I lowered the temperature so it would kick on, whatever.
Okay, anyway, so that's the third situation. That would be like the young adult, but that's going back to the Beis HaMikdash, who commands as long as the Mikdash. Again, Hashem, just like Hashem decides when they're going to discover the wheel, and when they're going to discover electricity, and when they're going to discover bacteria, and when they're going to discover gravity, and when they're going to discover the laws of physics. So Hashem is deciding the amount of Ruchnius, and he's showing us the flow of history. It wasn't that widespread. Your average person didn't walk around, didn't have the Nevuah, didn't have that connection to Hashem on the level of the Nevuah. He had a word for it. It was hard because we're still rooted in this world. Matzah Ravi is told me Kulam. This is Mashiach. For Mashiach, the all of Hamadviyim, Blessed Lobo, Shri Mosse Hasichlus Klau, there'll be intelligence. We say intelligence, we're not talking about IQ. We're talking about understanding, knowledge of Hashem. Ruach HaKodesh Yeshafach HaKol Min Anushi. Everybody will be walking around with the ability to plug into Ruach HaKodesh and have this higher, we don't even. Can't even imagine it. Have this connection to Hashem that's so much higher than the way we're living now. You plugged into that world. Below Koshi Cloud, it won't even be hard then. It'll be out to the picking. That'll be the end of the development of mankind. Raising higher and higher, by nature the tzachim yisachim. Okay, paragraph A, the last paragraph. For bebechinos hashpo hanafshe shazachar, this influence that Hashem gives to people, into all gevulot, it's not. Again, everything, and you keep stressing this, everything is very mesudar. Everything is very ordered. Is the way Hashem relates to us on a weekday, on a Shabbos, on a Yom Kippur, on a Chanukah, on a Pesach. Everything is measured. Everything is different. Everything has different hashpos. And you go through life, and everything is calibrated, and everything is chesed to give you what you need to connect in the best possible way to Hashem. You think about it. You have Shabbos every 7 days. You have Pesach, you have Shulas, you have Sukkis, Rosh Hashanah, you have Kippur, Chagman, Purim, Rosh Chodesh. You know, you take advantage. But it's not smooth sailing. By that I mean, it's not even, it's like you have Kohanim and Levim and Yisraelim and men and women and adults and children. So you have Shabbos and Chol. Rosh Chodesh and Yom Tov, you know, there's times and different places in the world. Not every place is like the Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash, you get inspiration. It's a place where Hashem chose to reveal himself more intensely than other places in the world. So that's what he's saying in paragraph 5. Not everything is the same. Everything is different. Time, space, where you are, and
being in Eretz Yisrael is different than being in Chutz Lametz.
Ubebechinas Hashpo Hanashi Shazachanim into all Gevulim, there's all the boundaries. Ubebechinas Hazman, time, Makom, place, Bashar Atzmon, Kine Chokak, the Seder of the Barhul, he'll sit to the Zgalav, Edom and Edom Hashem, arrange things that he will be, reveal himself more at some time than at other time. Begin as the Kasha, why isn't it, he revealed himself even the whole and for everything. It doesn't work like that. There's times when he's more revealed, and times when he's less revealed. The Drachim, Yiduim, Kutulas, Mashi, Yisgalev, Yidim Achim. You saw it, right? Luchem Kamako, the place, right? You know, Eretz Yisrael is different. Yushalayim is different. Beis HaMikdash is different. Harbai is different. Sulas Mashiach Galah B'chokam Achim. B'chol Zeh B'chinos Rambles in front of him, it's like almost impossible to overstate how many different combinations and how many different hashpos there are, and everything is again dependent on the people, and dependent on the time, and dependent on the place. Sulas B'chol Zeh B'chinos Rambles in front of him, very, very many angles and specific things. Mishuorim measured out the tachlis hadikta because the aroyus yikunis shabrius. Bazeh diklus, and that's why you have some days are more holy than others. Yeah, well, why should some days more holy than be more holy than others? It's the same Hashem. So you want to understand Hashem is not Hashem is simple, but he's not simple. Right? And the Shabbosim, he relates to us differently than during the week. And the Beis HaMikdash, he relates to us differently than not the Beis HaMikdash. Yeah, you can't just, it's an entire system. People get more inspired, people try to go to Chaisel, assuming there's something real there, you feel inspired, you don't feel it somewhere else. Well, why not? Why can't Hashem do the same everywhere? Because it's different. That's what Hashem gives more Hashpa. At Maris Machpelah, at the Kaisel. Mikabu Yotze Ha'ora, Zakus Umayla. People will imbibe more Ha'oros Hashem, more purity, more qualities, Kafi, Ha'adrugah, Ha'ashuaris, whatever the degree has been predetermined to be, etc. Yeah, each individual can work his way up, be at the top of the heap, bottom of the heap. Okay, we'll stop here. I think we're going to jump to Sailing Valley, okay? Same safe, you don't have to buy a new safe. You don't have to Sailing Valley, we're going to explain, really a marvelous Sailing, to explain the spirituality, the Ha'oros, the emanations of different parts of davening, of different mitzvahs, of different yomim toivim. He's going to explain what emanations are emanating when we have these different kufos. We have these, what is sukkah? What happens to sukkah? What ruchniistic emanation is emanating on sukkah? What is emanating on Rosh Hashanah? What is emanating on Shabbos? And so on and so forth. So we'll go to Dallas.
Okay. Yeah.
What do you, or what do you think Rabbi Lefak is saying about all these major advances in science and medicine, and the geniuses that are out there now discovering the wonders of everything, chemistry? And it seems that predominantly atheists. Is Hashem hiding himself from them, or that's their wish to reject?